My name is Brian Ridgway. I'm a sophomore at John Marshall High School. I have a very pro-US English teacher, and I wrote this essay for her. Since the US has been founded, they have used the right of discovery to justify the genocide of American Indians and the theft of their land. Put simply, the right of discovery gives the discoverer all rights over the land that has been discovered. So the European settlers that came to the Americas do not have the right of discovery, because the American Indians discovered this land first. Using the Europeans' logic, I could go to England, a place I've never been before, and claim that land, then I would have the right of discovery. America was not a lawless land inhabited by savages. Every tribe of First Nations people had their own laws, had their own cultures, and had their own ways of life. The European settlers thought the natives savage because they respected nature and didn't abuse its resources. Because the natives lived modestly and didn't let greed corrupt them, white people considered them inferior. The reason why more people don't realize this is because in the US, schools are used as brainwashing institutions. From the ages of 4 and 5 years and up, they feed children lies, misleadings, and biased views of American history and current events. I've never read any American history documentations provided by the education system that even use the word genocide when describing what has happened and what is still happening to American Indians, even though that is the only thing I can think to call it. In no documentation of American history provided by the education system does it explain the hundreds of treaties between the US government and the First Nations people. The US government has never once upheld a treaty made with the First Nations people. Even after the Lakota tribe beat the US government in a legitimate war, the US government still failed to abide by the treaty. In schools, the education system makes small children pledge their allegiance to the US government before they are even old enough to understand the words they are saying. Even in high school, students don't bother to think about the words they are saying because it has become routine. In American schools, students are taught that Christopher Columbus discovered the New World. How can someone discover a piece of land that is already inhabited by over 2.1 million people? Christopher Columbus is celebrated and praised in schools because he was the first white person to begin the act of genocide against Native Americans, although the school would never phrase it this way. In school, what they have showed us, but people seem to overlook, is the fact that the US government does not follow their own laws when it inconveniences them. In a Supreme Court case between the Cherokee tribe and the US government, prior the Trail of Tears, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Cherokees and said that the government couldn't legally evict them from their lands. However, the president during this time, Andrew Jackson, disregarded the ruling of the Supreme Court and had armed men drag Cherokees out of their homes and force them to walk on foot over 2,200 miles west. On this first journey, over 800,000 American Indians died. The American government did not even offer the natives condolences, compensation, or even an apology. What the American government did give to the natives was more deaths and more land theft. The way the education system presents American history follows the same pattern as every country that denies the atrocities they have committed. First, they deny that the atrocities even occurred. Then they will admit to the atrocities, but claim that they don't matter anymore. To say that the genocide of American Indians does not matter anymore is worse than saying the Holocaust doesn't matter anymore. It's worse than saying 9/11 doesn't matter anymore. Those two events, as important as they are done and over with. But every day that the natives don't have rule over the land that is rightfully theirs is another day added to their oppression. Any support given to the American government by any one person or group of people is assisting that oppression. If everyone realized that this land belongs to the natives and put pressure on the US government, eventually, little by little, we could work to undo the oppression and right the wrongs of our ancestors. White people do not belong on this continent, at least not in the way we exist here now. The numerous atrocities committed by the US government aren't just limited to interactions between the natives. Even modernly, America commits numerous atrocities in many countries, all to feed its greed. The US government seems to want to control the world. Out of all the countries in the world, only 9 have no American military personnel, and the spread of wasteful, greedy, and materialistic ways of American life is evident in many foreign countries.